This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. BJP has released its second list of 39 candidates for the Kerala Assembly polls. Former state BJP chief Kumanam Rajashekaran will contest from Aranmula seat. Party has fielded Ashwini ML from Kasargod, Renu Suresh from Kongad and B. Radhakrishnan Menon from Changanassery. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held in New Delhi yesterday, which approved the names. Early this week, the party had released its first list of 47 candidates for the Kerala Assembly polls. Assembly polls will be held in a single phase in Kerala on the 9th of next month. BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming Assembly by-elections 2026 in various states. According to the party, Ritesh Ravi Nayak has been fielded from the Ponda Assembly seat in Goa. In Nagaland, Dauchir I. Imchan will contest from the Koridang Assembly ST constituency. In Karnataka, the party has fielded Veer Bhadraya Charantimat from Bagalkot Assembly seat, while Srinivasti Dasakarayappa has been fielded from Davangere South Assembly constituency. In Tripura, Johar Chakraborty has been named as the party's candidate for the Dharmnagar Assembly constituency. President Draupadi Murmu visited the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir today. She also installed a 150 kg gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of the special religious ceremonies. The Yantra, based on Vedic mathematics, is designed to generate positive spiritual energy and symbolizes the divine presence of Lord Ram. The 150 kg gold-plated square metal plate features engraved Vedic and Bij mantras. Approximately 6,000 workers, vendors and artisans who contributed to the temple's construction have been invited to participate in the ceremony. The president arrived in Ayodhya at Maharshi Valmiki International Airport this morning. She was received by Governor Anandibeen Patel, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Deputy Chief Ministers Keshav Prasad Maurya and Brajesh Pathak. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. The festival of Chaitra Navratri began today with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where a large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. More from our correspondent.
Navratri, which means 9 nights, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 forms, collectively known as Navdurga. Each day is devoted to a different manifestation of the goddess, symbolizing power, purity and wisdom. Though 4 Navratris are observed annually, Chaitra Navratri and Shardiya Navratri are the most widely celebrated. Chaitra Navratri holds special significance as it coincides with the onset of spring and the beginning of the Hindu New Year, symbolizing spiritual purification and new beginnings, which is celebrated in various forms across the country. Devotees observe fast during the 9 days, consuming sattvic food. The festival also marks the worship of the divine feminine power, Shakti. With Rohan Shiva Mishra for Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Saji Bucheroba. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 2.2% lower in 4 known trade today. The Sensex plunged 1,700 points to 17,004, to 75,004, while the Nifty slipped 522 points to 23,256 when reports last came in. In Jammu and Kashmir, Mughal Road connecting the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu Division with the Shopian district in Kashmir Valley remained closed for vehicular traffic for the 4th consecutive day today due to fresh snowfall and rainfall at Peer Ki Gali. The road will remain closed until further orders as a snowfall continues in the upper reaches of the Peer Panjal range and heavy rains persist in the plains of Poonch. And that is the end of this news bulletin.